Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Brooke and Peter with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a woman in her 80s is airlifted to Brisbane with a stake in her neck. The woman was gardening at her home in Ely Waters in Hervey Bay on Tuesday when she fell on a metal stake. She was rushed to hospital in Hervey Bay, but doctors were unable to safely remove the object. She was airlifted to the Royal Brisbane and Women's Hospital in a stable condition at 8 p.m. last night.
And the Queensland Government allocates $28 million in funding this year for the screen industry. Since 2015, Queensland secured 59 local, interstate and international productions, with Queensland making over $2 billion in benefits off the projects and 20,000 local jobs for cast and crew. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the Gold Coast is a powerhouse for screen production, however it is flowing out into the regions. She says she looks forward to seeing cast, crew and supporting industries keeping Queensland in the spotlight.
In national news, new data reveals 7 in 10 Australians are changing their driving habits in response to rising fuel prices. The Climate Council national poll released today includes results from 1,150 Australians surveyed early this month. The majority reported trying to drive less day by day, with the next most common responses being avoiding holiday driving and vehicle maintenance. The survey also asked about fuel efficiency standards, finding 49% supported the federal government introducing them, with 34% neutral.
And Bruce Lerman settles his defamation case against the ABC today. He sued the ABC over a National Press Club speech by Brittany Higgins in 2022. Set to take on the 10 Network journalist Lisa Wilkinson in federal court in Sydney today, Lerman is suing over the coverage of his alleged rape of Brittany Higgins in 2019. Lerman's lawyers are seeking $235,000 and the removal of the stories he said defamed him from the 10 Network. The network defends its reporting was true, saying it had the duty to publish the matter.
In international news, Australian-born Danielle McGahey announces her international cricket career must come to an end after a new International Cricket Council ruling. The ruling, made in a board meeting yesterday, specifies any player who has been through male puberty cannot compete in the women's game at the elite level. It applies only to international cricket and will be reviewed after 2 years. In an Instagram post, McGahey says she will not stop fighting for equality for transgender athletes and that she and others are not a threat to the integrity or safety of the sport.
For your weather today, Brisbane is expecting a shower or two, and it's now 27 degrees, despite the forecasted maximum of 26. The fire danger is moderate. The UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all the news we have for you at 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4zzz.org.au.